From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. The Senate will debate health care overhaul legislation now that Democrats have mustered the 60 votes they needed to overcome a threatened Republican filibuster. Debate is expected to begin after Thanksgiving. NPR's Julie Rovner reports.
There were questions right up to the last hours about whether Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid could hold together his ideologically disparate Democrats in light of unified Republican opposition to the bill. And Republicans didn't hold back their disdain for the 2,000-page measure, including this comparison offered by North Carolina's Richard Burr.
This 20 pounds is the size of many people's turkey next week. That's what most people in North Carolina think about the bill, too.
In the end, the Democrats did stick together, at least on the vote to get to the bill to the Florida open debate. Whether Reid can keep them together at the end of the debate and amending process, however, is an even taller order. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
A military judge has ruled Fort Hood shooting suspect Major Nidal Hassan must stay in confinement until his murder trial. Hassan is currently in a San Antonio military hospital where he's reportedly paralyzed from the chest down after being shot during this month's rampage at the Texas Army post. Iraqi lawmakers today are debating ways to overcome a veto of the country's election law so that a national vote can be held in January as scheduled. Any further delay in the elections could affect the U.S. plan to withdraw American combat troops. NPR's Corey Flintoff reports from Baghdad.
Yesterday, Iraq's parliament debated various compromises that could satisfy the objections of Vice President Tariq al-Hashimi, who vetoed the election law last week. Hashimi, a Sunni Arab, said the original version of the law didn't provide fair representation for Iraqis who live outside the country, most of whom are Sunnis. And the Sunnis, who dominated the country under dictator Saddam Hussein, are a minority in Iraq, and they're anxious to get a bigger share of political power. The elections are considered a key step toward political stability in Iraq, and the Constitution says they must be held before the current government's mandate expires at the end of January. A delay in the vote could also push back the timetable for withdrawing U.S. combat troops, who are scheduled to begin pulling out 60 days after the election. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Baghdad.
Israeli fighter jets struck targets in Gaza today. A handful of Palestinians are reportedly wounded. Israel says it struck weapons factories and a tunnel used for smuggling arms after a rocket was fired on Israel from the Gaza Strip yesterday. The anti-Israel Hamas faction says Israel carried out the strikes, even though its leaders had reached agreement with military factions to stop firing rockets at Israel. This is NPR News. In India's northeast Assam state, at least 6 people were killed today when 2 bombs exploded near the state capital. The region is home to several militant separatist groups. Argentinian scientists say 4 enormous icebergs that broke free from the Antarctic months ago and drifted across the South Atlantic have been spotted about 300 miles from New Zealand. It's the furthest north such icebergs have been spotted in almost 50 years. Richard Reynolds has more from Buenos Aires.
2 of the icebergs are almost 1,000 feet long and 200 feet tall. They continue to move northwest at about 1 mile per hour. The icebergs were first spotted 2 weeks ago by an Australian team. Then an Argentine research plane flew over the icebergs to monitor their progress. They are now headed toward New Zealand. An Argentine ice scientist, Guillermo Macanetti, said he had never seen such large icebergs that far north. An alert has been sent to ships in the area. During the Southern Hemisphere summer, dozens of ships make hundreds of voyages taking tourists to the Antarctic. Macanetti believes the icebergs are on the verge of breaking up, but that may increase the risks to shipping, since small icebergs are generally harder to spot and don't show up on radar. It took months just to find these 4 enormous pieces of ice. For NPR News, I'm Richard Reynolds in Buenos Aires.
Space Shuttle Atlantis astronaut Randolph Breznik is enjoying several firsts this morning: his first space flight, his first space walk, and after a bit of a delay, his first daughter. Breznik's wife gave birth in Houston to a girl late Saturday Central Time. NASA had been concerned that if she'd had the baby while he was on a spacewalk yesterday, they'd have to hold the news so that he could focus on the task at hand. Deliberately or not, Breznik's wife obliged NASA's schedule. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.